listening to Wake Up Hollywood with Nikki Kolula and Eddie Pence, right here on LA Talk Radio.
This is your host with the most, Nikki Kolula. We're going to jump right into this episode. We have a wonderful jazz singer and amazing artist, Karina Krimova. How are you, Karina?
Hello, Nikki. I'm doing very well. How about yourself?
I'm good. Are you all ready for Christmas? Are you excited about Christmas?
Absolutely. I'm 100% ready. Yeah. And it's the busiest time of the year for all of us, and I'm so glad we could make it work. Thanks for having me, and I'm looking forward to share my story.
Of course. So I wanted to ask you a little bit about yourself. How did you first fall in love with jazz? How did you first come about by listening to jazz?
Well, let me start from the beginning. It's a long, long story. So I grew up in Russia, often spending my school summer holidays in Europe. That experience greatly influenced my musical taste and sense of style. So European culture mixed with Russian heritage became the foundation of my artistic identity.
Where in Europe?
So mostly Austria, Czech Republic, German, it's kind of Europe, it's not that big if you travel around.
I studied music in Graz, Austria.
Very nice. Wonderful.
Where were you in Austria?
Mostly Vienna.
Amazing. I've been to Vienna.
Yeah, it's a beautiful city, especially during the Christmas time. Highly recommend to visit. So, and I trained as a classical musician from childhood, playing piano, dancing ballet. I guess this is how we all grew up in Russia. I had to perform Chopin, Mozart, Beethoven on the piano. While ballet class, I listened to Strauss and Tchaikovsky. And at the same time, my father would listen to Louis Armstrong, Ella Fitzgerald, Bing Crosby, Frank Sinatra. And I truly enjoyed that music. And it's sparked my love for jazz.
That's amazing. I actually studied opera. So I was learning Mozart. I was learning Puccini. I was learning Donizetti. So that was my background too. I actually sang four operas with Placido Domingo. And I did all kinds of things all over Europe. So I fell in love with classical music very early on. And it was an amazing experience. So I love classical music. It's one of my favorite parts of music. But I also fell in love with jazz and soul music. Do you remember the song, or was it kind of all of the sounds of all of those jazz artists that made you excited by jazz?
Well, I loved all of this festive jazz tunes that my father listened to, but one of my favorite, I guess, was Ella and Frank Sinatra.
I saw Ella Fitzgerald perform once.
Oh wow, live.
I must have been 10 years old. I was 10 years old and I saw her sing in 1996, about 6 months before she died. Pretty amazing. She was incredible. So I love
Ella. You must have been very lucky to see her live.
It was very, very cool. I also got to meet Miles Davis when I was a kid. So I've always loved jazz. I love that you're inspired by so much of the old jazz. Your father was a musician. Was he a classical musician or was he a jazz musician?
Actually, he was a jazz musician and classical musician at the same time. So he had an essential influence on my musical career. So my father is a wonderful musician. He introduced me to jazz at a very early age. He's a multi-instrumentalist and vocalist. And back in the 1990s, he led a big band that performed across the country. People often called him Russian Frank Sinatra, mostly because of his charisma and appearance. And our home was always full of guests, famous musicians and artists. And my father took me to his concerts and concerts of his friends. I remember that precious time from my childhood. It was wonderful. So, and I guess for me, it was only natural to continue this family tradition.
And when you were in Russia, you know, where was jazz also super popular amongst your peers, like amongst your friends? Was it popular with everybody in your community?
It was popular among people I survived, but it was very limited at the same time.
Yeah, I would think that culturally they would gravitate towards rock and roll. Maybe rock and roll was more popular, or pop music. Or was it all kind of a mix? Everybody loved every different style of music.
I guess pop music would be first on the list.
Who was your favorite pop music artist when you were growing up?
Well, I don't really have my favorite pop artist. So maybe some sort of names from Russia that you probably wouldn't guess.
Like who? Like, tell me some Russian artists.
Oh, Alexey Chumakov. He's kind of pop artist, but at the same time, he has that style and flavor, and all his tunes, sometimes based on jazz harmonies, and yeah, it's a mix of everything.
That's awesome. Very cool. I'll have to check out his music. And do you accompany yourself when you play, or do you have a band that plays with you?
Well, not really. I prefer to use only the microphone on the stage for myself. I like to move and dance while singing, and playing piano at the same time can be quite inconvenient.
Yes, that's true. It definitely can be restricting, and so I love that you love movement and you love to sing. Do you have a favorite song or a favorite jazz style or artist that you love to sing the most?
I would mix all the styles in my shows. I do different kind of shows, actually. Latin nights, Roaring Twenties. And yeah, all of my shows based on jazz.
I like that you take, I've seen some of your videos, and you take pop songs and mix them with jazz, which is so unique. Tell me how you came up with that sound.
It came naturally, I guess. I like to mix styles. I do some jazz rock shows and pop jazz. So I like to mix the styles. It's my favorite thing to do.
That's awesome. I think it brings a familiarity to the audiences too. It's like when you take a pop song and then you make it like a jazz version, it just makes it, you know, makes it new. When you usually perform, what kind of shows do you usually perform?
Well, I like to perform at weddings and corporate events. As your wedding day unfolds, there is a magical moment that often steals your show. An event placed right in the heart of your celebrations, the cocktail hour filled with live music. So it can be my band, jazz quartet, quintet, duo, trio, depends on your budget. I also enjoy performing my Latin night show, often with incredible dance support. You would love it.
That sounds awesome. So,
and one of my favorite when I'm at is the Roaring Twenties show. And it has become very popular event theme in recent years. And it's no wonder why. Guests love dressing up in 1920s style with sparkly flapper dresses, tuxedos, fedora hats. And Great Gatsby theme can truly enchant and diversify almost any celebration.
That's awesome. It's got a
So,
definitely has a vibe.
absolutely, and we can provide professional swing dancers and instructors to teach guests how to swing dance. So much fun.
That's cool. That's cool. How did you get into the music of the 1920s? Who was the artist that made you kind of get into that style?
I listened to Artie Shaw a lot just recently, and I think it became a favorite.
That's amazing. You know, a lot of people, you know, in this generation don't listen to a lot of that music. So, are your audiences older, or do you kind of have young audience as well?
I would say my audience covers all the ages, but it depends. It depends on the city, states, and country.
And you've been performing all over Pittsburgh. So, you know, I saw that the weather is getting crazy this week. How do you kind of manage performing when the weather is crazy? I was just thinking that today when I saw the weather report.
Well, first of all, I don't perform outside, and I will be in Philadelphia next week, so I have my shows in Philly. And one of them will be a Christmas show on Saturday, December 13, at the Beautiful Winery. It is located in the heart of Old City, and it calls Calandrinas, very Italian. So we will start at 6 p.m. and please stop by if you're in Philadelphia and want to experience it in person. And this Friday, December 12th, I will also appear at Chris Jazz Cafe in Philadelphia, joining Emmett Cohen and Joel Farnsworth for a couple tunes. What a coincidence! All these beautiful people at the same time, at the same city. We are not going to miss this opportunity. So, and there will be no more shows ahead in New York and Chicago. So please follow my performances schedule on my website to stay informed about upcoming events.
And your website is karinakramova.com, correct?
Correct.
Well, let's play something. What do you want to play us first? Your choice.
Well, actually, I'm not very active on social media, but I try to share my music there from time to time. And these covers that I would like to share with you were made in collaboration with a wonderful audio engineer, Mr. Robert Honeyblum. He's a legend, I'm sure you're familiar with. So he has earned over 70 certified platinum records, working with artists such as Miles Davis, you mentioned before, Barbra Streisand, Aretha Franklin, Stevie Wonder, George Benson, and many others. So it was a great honor to work with and learn from such a remarkable talent and an extraordinary person. I would probably start with these compositions. The
Which one?
first one
The first one?
is Girl from Ipanema, and the next one is Time After Time.
Well, let's play Girl from Ipanema. Here is Karina Krimova with Girl from Ipanema.
Each one she passes goes. When she walks, it's like a samba that swings so good and sways so gently. Then, when she passes, each one she passes goes. She doesn't see.
That was beautiful. What a great version. That was amazing.
Thank you.
Do you remember how many takes? How many takes did you do it in?
Thank you so much. Actually, I recorded this tune from the first take, I guess.
Wow.
I was really inspired. And actually, yeah, inspired by Brazilian singer Astral Gilberto. And I decided to record this tune. And Robert helped me.
And, you know, your voice sounds incredible. You can hear some of the Brazilian influence in the phrasing, but, I mean, you're kind of making it your own. It's really, really great. What a great,
Thank you.
And I love that you chose a very famous jazz piece, and I wanted to ask you, how did you know you were going to interpret it or sing it in a way that would make it sound a little bit new again?
Well, it's a mix of styles and experience and Russian heritage, influence of European culture and America's culture as well. So I guess it was created to sound unique.
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. And it's just so good music. And your voice sounds so amazing. I mean, the phrasing is just... it's really awesome. It's really, really
I really appreciate the feedback.
I can tell that you love jazz and you love like creating a vibe with your music and your voice, and you do that. You do that very well. So you do that
absolutely.
All day. Do you always play with the same people, or is it always a different group?
Yeah. Well, fortunately, I connected with a different kind of musicians in a different city. Sometimes I play with the local musicians. Like in Philadelphia, I will be playing with local musicians. Most of their musicians, they don't travel with me. So I have to play with a different kind of people, and I greatly appreciate it. I have a deep love for jazz, and I always enjoy exploring new venues, meeting musicians, and building connections across the states. Yeah, I found it fascinating.
It's one of the things that's great about music, too. You get to see new venues and play with new people and share music and stories with a whole bunch of new sets of musicians. I think that's what is the universal language. Music is the universal language for a reason. So I think you're able to kind of connect with so many different kinds of musicians because you speak the language. It is the universal language, you know, of love and people and just a good time. Jazz is always something that I think people find soothing, classy, and it's always, what I love about it is it's always in the moment. Like everything's always fresh and pure and composed in the moment. How do you keep songs fresh and exciting for you?
Well, absolutely. First of all, playing with the different musicians, and jazz is all about improvisations, right?
So yes.
We would never repeat what we played yesterday. So,
and do you also scat? Do you scat when you sing, or do you allow the instrumentalist to take solos?
Well, I do, but I like solos, instrumental solos as well.
I do too. It kind of gives us a break.
Yeah, we need some breaks.
What is your most recent music project?
I'm currently working on my first album, created in collaboration with an American composer whose name I will share in the next interview. So stay tuned. I'm very excited for what's ahead.
That's awesome. And I had a chance to listen to your music on YouTube. How did you record it, or where did you go? What studio did you go to record it?
Well, sometimes I record in professional studios and sometimes I do it at my home studio. So the next tune probably I would like you to play calls Time After Time. And this specific tune I recorded by myself, but mastering was made by Mr. Robert Hanneblum.
Very cool. Let's listen to it. This is Time After Time by Karina Kramova.
Thank you.
Time after time, I tell myself that I'm so lucky to be loving you. So lucky to be that on your run to see in the evening when the day is through. I only know what I know, the best years will show. You've kept my love so young, some you. And time after time, you'll hear me say that I'm so lucky to be loving you. You've kept my love so young, so new, and time after time, you'll hear me say that I'm so lucky to be loving you.
So good, so good. What do you remember? What mic you used when you recorded?
Oh, actually, I used the very simple equipment. You would be surprised. Yeah.
That's awesome. Sounded great. Sounded awesome.
Thank you.
And did you record all the music before you did the vocals at home?
Oh no, I had my instrumental track ready, and I just put my vocals on it. And
sounded great. Sounded really great. And what are you thinking when you're singing? What do you think about when you sing?
Well, it depends. I got to be inspired to sing something. So, yeah, I think this specific tune is a kind of happy tune. It was easy to perform.
Do you think about love? Do you think about like singing at a party? Do you think about making people dance? Like, do you picture anything?
Well, it depends what I'm in the mood for. If I'm going to the party, I would think about that. Absolutely. But most of the tunes, jazz tunes, is about love.
Yeah, that's true. That's what I love about it. It's also, is about a celebrating, you know, it's jazz music is always about celebrating or documenting an emotion. Who are your favorite jazz singers today?
Actually, it hasn't changed. I think so, like, I was on the top. Mm-hmm.
Do you like, have you ever listened to Bobby McFerrin?
Oh, yeah.
He's one of my favorites. I love Bobby McFerrin. I'm a big Nat King Cole fan, especially during Christmas.
Absolutely. I love it.
Christmas record, I think, of all time. And he's, you know, he's actually one of my favorite jazz pianists, too. He was a great jazz pianist as well. And he actually used to live like maybe a mile from me. His house is a mile from me. So my post office is named after him.
How exciting, huh? Interesting.
Yeah. It's
Do you
really
also play any instrument?
Do I play? I play piano and I play guitar. I've been a trained vocalist forever, but I fell in love with instruments. So I play a lot of piano. I play a lot of guitar. I play other instruments too, but those are the two I perform the most. And I love jazz. I don't play a lot of jazz. I play more funk music, rock music, blues. I do some soul music. I do some world music. But jazz, I have such a special place in my heart for it that I just love to listen to jazz and see people play jazz. So I have a tremendous respect for jazz musicians like yourself, because I think it's one of the most important art forms that have ever come out of America. And the way it reaches people around the world, I think is tremendous. So I love that your father was influenced by jazz and now you're influenced by jazz. Have you ever been to New Orleans?
Not yet. It's on my list.
You have to go because
I'll be there.
It's one of the birthplaces of jazz, and it's got the most amazing jazz festival in the country. And it also just has so much jazz in the streets. Like, you'll hear it everywhere. You'll hear it all over the city. And there's a reverence, there's a deep respect for jazz in New Orleans like I've never seen anywhere else. Yeah, there's something about New Orleans and jazz. They're just so hand in hand with each other. And it's one of the birthplaces of the movement of jazz. So I highly recommend it because it is really one of the best places for jazz music. And I know you'll love it. I love that you're kind of bringing a classic style of jazz back. You know, the Ella Fitzgeralds, Billie Holiday. You didn't mention Billie Holiday or Etta James. Are they big influences for you?
Not really, but they're all great. Absolutely. They're all great. Yeah. And thanks for sharing. Actually, I like this selection that you mentioned of styles. Incredible. And I've heard a lot about New Orleans. I gotta go there.
You have to. You'll love it. But I mean, I'm sure you've been in New York and seen so much great jazz in New York. And
absolutely. Yeah.
What, play in New York? When you play in New York, where do you play?
Sometimes I play at the steakhouse. Sometimes I do private events, corporate weddings, and actually I'm pretty new to America. You would be surprised. And I spent my time in between Russia, Europe, and America for several years. And I just kind of settled down in America for 2 years and became a citizen and decided to move forward.
That's awesome. There's actually a Russian, I think it's like a Russian jazz rock club in New York City. I played it and it's called Drom. I think it's called DROM, Drom.
And interesting. I'll check this out.
Got a huge Russian community. They do like a Russian night, I think on Tuesday night, and all the Russians in New York gather there and they have this huge Russian night of music. You have to check it out. I think you'll really appreciate it, especially being so far away from Russia. How often do you go back to Russia?
I usually go every year, except 2 past years. It's not the best time to visit Russia, I believe it.
Right, right. And do you ever make pierogies or things like that at home?
Well, I like to cook. And I like to cook different kind of cuisines, like Russians, Italian, French, even American. Still in the process to explore, but it works pretty well.
Did you find when you were in Europe that there was so much jazz influence there besides the classical influence? Because when I was living in Europe, I was very impressed with how much jazz was appreciated all over Europe.
Absolutely. And I love it about Europe. They would appreciate jazz. Even in Russia, yeah, we would appreciate jazz a lot.
That's amazing. Let's play something else. What is the last song we're going to play?
It's up to you. What are you in the mood to play? Maybe some Christmas tunes or...
You have a song with us. It's called, let me see the name of it. Hold on just a second. I have the name of it here. It is called Corcovado.
Corcovado. Oh, it's a wonderful tune. And I created it in the magical collaboration with an extremely talented guitarist. His name is Benia Barshai. I would highly recommend to check out his website as well. He's a jazz guitarist, composer, and educator. Yeah, he's That's very awesome. Talented.
And it means Quiet Nights of Quiet Stars? Is that what it means?
This is exactly what it means.
All right, let's play it. Here is Corcovado by Karina Krumova.
Yes, please.
Of quiet stars, white chords from his guitar floating on a silence that surrounds us. White thumbs and quiet dreams, white walks by quiet streams, and a window looking on the mountains and the sea. How lovely. This is where I want to be. Here with you, so close to me, until the final flicker of life's amber. I was lost and lonely, tragic joke, have fun with you. The meaning of existence, all my love. Thank you.
was so pretty. That was awesome. Tell me what the inspiration was.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. And maybe it sounds a little dramatic, but...
I think it sounded beautiful.
Yeah, at the same time, it sounds beautiful. Thank you. I'm glad you like it, and I hope you enjoy it.
Do you still play piano?
I do, once in a while, yeah.
And do
I don't perform as a pianist, but I would play it.
But do you play classical music, or do you play jazz now?
Mostly. I play mostly classical music.
It's hard to make that transition to jazz on piano. There's a lot more notes, it seems like.
Yeah, it's completely different.
Who are your favorite composers to play?
I would say Chopin, possibly.
Chopin is magnificent. He's
absolutely my favorite.
Yeah, I also love Rachmaninoff. He's one of the best. He's one of the best. And I also I love Mozart and Schubert as well. Those are some favorite.
Rachmaninoff. Oh, I played all the things in my high school. Yeah,
that's amazing. That's amazing that you still do it. Because some people stop after a while, but I'm sure it's almost like a little vacation from music to play some classical music. Is that how you feel it is now?
Actually, sometimes I don't touch piano for years, and then all of a sudden I'm inspired and would like to play. It happens.
That's cool. I started playing classical music on piano when I was also singing classical music. And it was too much, so I stopped. And then I came back because of the Beatles. I wanted to learn songs, and that's what made me come back. And now I'm learning jazz songs on piano just because I want to learn some of that, the Ray Charles and some of the Oscar Peterson style of playing, because I think it's some of the most beautiful and soulful piano playing. So
very nice.
I feel like piano is a very diverse instrument that you can kind of play anything from Latin music to jazz to classical. And the great thing is it's so versatile. You can play it and it'll just be true to the style. So I love that you are coming from that background. Who were your father's favorite composers or jazz artists?
Well, maybe you should make the next interview with my father. He has something to share.
That would be absolutely awesome. I'd love to do that. Is he still performing?
Oh yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's amazing. And he still does the big band?
He will never stop it. Probably no. No big band for now. He's into cultural department of south part of Russia, and he's in charge of kind of festivals, events, and all the things, but he's still performing himself.
That's awesome. Have you ever performed with your father?
Yes, that was my favorite time of my life.
Have you done a duet on a recording?
That's a recording. Let me see, maybe we have some in our archives.
That would be amazing to hear. You should put that out. That would be so cool. That'd be absolutely like Nat Cole and Nat King Cole, Like, you should definitely do a duet. That would be amazing. Do you have any new recordings that you're working on now?
Yes, I'm working on my entire album. So it takes some time, but we are in the process, in the progress, and it's going to be released very soon.
Are you writing songs? Or are you just doing covers or a mix?
I'm working with several composers, and sometimes I would do it by myself, but I also like people to do that for me.
Yeah, I mean, it's nice to collaborate, and also it gives you a different influence and direction when you're thinking about how to put the record together. Do you know how many songs it'll be?
It's supposed to be about 10, 9, possibly.
That's amazing. That's a good solid number. I always try to keep the number small when I record, but sometimes as you keep recording, the number gets bigger because it's so fun to record and you want all of the ideas to kind of be in one place for the recording. So I'm sure you sometimes go through some of that as well. How do you choose what songs you'll record?
Well, it depends what inspired me to do that. And sometimes I just inspired by magical collaboration with other wonderful musicians and composers, and we would create something beautiful together. This is how it works. Actually, I'm pretty impressed by your background, and you're in the process to learn some jazz. I was thinking maybe we should play together when you will
That would
be
be so fun. That
on the
would
road.
love that. I would love that. I feel like I always learn whenever I collaborate with any musician, so I'm always open to it because I think one thing I when I was singing a lot of classical music, it was very structured and I didn't always love that, but once I got out of classical music, it was like an endless amount of musicians you can collaborate with and that is what is exciting to me, is collaborating with new musicians, making music with new people. There's something very exciting about that. And especially you also have a classical background, so it's kind of an interesting way that we have the same parallel. You studied classical music and now you're in jazz and you're doing other things. Do you
And
think
jazz is America's classical music,
that's right?
right?
That's right. I
So
always say
I'm so classical.
jazz and blues, I feel like, is America's greatest export. You know, it's like it's the thing that America came up with the best. And I love that you are so immersed in it. Do you think you'll ever leave the jazz world to do pop or anything else?
I'm not planning to, but who knows?
I love that. So you're open. You're open to it,
I'm open to new things, always open
that's
to learn.
now I have a question outside of music. When you're not doing music, I know you love snowboarding, but what are some of the other things that you also love to do?
I have lots of hobbies. I like to dance. This is how I grew up, dancing ballet, ballroom. Now it's a different kind of dancing, and I explore different kind of communities, dancing communities across the states. Once in a while, will I have time, I would go to dance. I like ice skating, figure skating, snowboarding, kiteboarding, wakeboarding, surfing.
That's amazing.
So there
All
is something
those
to
things.
do in this world. Yeah, absolutely, besides music.
Where did you learn how to surf?
Actually, in Bali,
Wow.
once I've been. Yeah, I started to learn surf in Bali. It happened in June. It happens every year. It's a kind of surf festival when all the surf stars come in to this festival from Brazil, New Zealand, Australia. I met so many incredible sportsmen, and I was really inspired and started to learn it.
That's awesome. I'm learning now. I'm learning to surf now, but I've been snowboarding for quite a while. I love snowboarding. So snowboarding is like one of my favorite sports ever. But you know bodyboarding?
I've heard about that.
Bodyboarding is you lie on
Never
the
tried, not
I
yet.
do it all the time, but that's what also made me want to start surfing. Surfing is so much harder, but it's a lot like snowboarding, so I feel like there is a parallel. There's something cool about it. Do you like snowboarding more than?
Oh, how fun. Maybe I'll try once.
Do you like snowboarding more than surfing, or do you like surfing more than
I
snowboarding?
love snowboarding more than everything else. That's
Yes.
my favorite. And it's my favorite time of the year. Winter is coming, so looking forward to it.
Well, you'll have to play some jazz at a mountain where you can snowboard too. Do you ever do
Well,
both?
I like to mix work and pleasure sometimes, but I've never tried this kind of thing.
Well, you should. I think you would love it
I think
because
so. Okay.
my favorite gigs have been at Sundance, the Sundance Film Festival, where I can snowboard during the day and then I perform music at night. It's one of my favorite things ever. So I'm sure if you combine work and play in that way, you'll also love it because it just feeds the soul in two different ways.
I guess for snowboarding, I got to hire a rock band
That's right.
and mix all the things, yeah.
That's true. Well, you could do jazz. You can still do jazz. They've got wineries and all kinds of places like that.
I will add some flavor, definitely, but after
Are there favorite
crazy tricks.
that you like to play?
I'm sorry?
Are there favorite venues that you like to play? Do you like to play theaters, wineries, clubs?
Well, I like different kind of venues. Theaters, mostly, and steakhouses. Sometimes it's very nice. I like if it's a grand piano in there, helps to sound better.
Yes.
So, yeah, sometimes I like big stages. Sometimes I like small stages. And it depends on the audience and the kind of show.
And I noticed that you love the old school microphone, the old ribbon mics. How did
you? It looks nice.
Yeah, it does look nice. I have one. It's in the back over here. It's one of the, it's the Shure one, but it's not, I've sung on some of the old ribbon mics from the 40s and 50s because a lot of studios here have those mics. So have you ever recorded on an old microphone like from the 40s or 50s?
No, I haven't. But it's a good idea.
You would love it. You would love it because it really has that classic sound. I highly recommend doing it at least once in your life. Record on a ribbon mic and record on analog tape because it will give you a sound that is very classic to all the artists that you love. So I think you'll like it a lot. I think you'll love
it. Mind.
Yes. So one more time, where can people find you? And where can people find your music? And where can people find where you're playing?
Well, all the information is on my website. So, and social media, I'm not very active on Instagram and YouTube, but Facebook, you're more than welcome to follow and add me as a friend.
Amazing. Well, Karina, thank you so much for being a guest on Wake Up Hollywood. Your music's incredible. I hope you never stop recording music. I hope you never stop performing music. You have to come out to Los Angeles. I'll have to meet you in Pittsburgh. We'll have to do some shows together because it would be so fun to make some music with you.
Absolutely. Gladly. I would love to do that. And yeah, thanks for having me. I really enjoyed your show. And happy holidays, ladies and gentlemen.
That's right. Merry Christmas. And thank you for being a guest on Wake Up Hollywood. Check out Karina's music at www.karina, K-A-R-I-N-A, Krymova, K-R-Y-M-O-V-A.com. Check out for all upcoming shows and recordings. And on behalf of Karina, myself, and Sam, happy holidays, everybody. Take care of yourselves. Season's greetings and Merry Christmas. Peace and love.
You're listening to Wake Up Hollywood with Nikki Korula and Eddie Pence, right here on LA Talk Radio.